With Omaha Public Radio, I'm Cheryl Lee, and this is Soups On. I recently had the chance to sit down with Dr. Cheryl Logan, the brand new Omaha Public Schools superintendent. Before the school year even started, Dr. Logan set out to visit all the schools and programs in the OPS school district. She also did a lot of community outreach. Here she explains why that's so important.
First, I think that I'm new to the community, so I'm somewhat of an enigma, so to speak. So I want to meet people just so they can see, you know, who Cheryl Logan, the individual, the person is. And I think people want to meet their superintendent. I think it's the most important thing that parents do every day, Monday through Friday, is send their child to school. And to understand the leadership stance of the superintendent, I think is helpful. Although they're going to work directly with their child's teacher and their child's principal, I'm a part of the puzzle that is public schools here in Omaha. And I think it's helpful for them to understand where I'm coming from and how I think every child's experience should be in schools. I try to communicate that to parents. I definitely communicate that to children through the things I think I pay attention to when I'm visiting them in their schools. And so I think that's why. I think the culture of a school district is manifested in the way we do business.
Any specific goals you have going into the new school year?
I have the three focus areas, and I think I would say that those are the things that I'm sticking with. And it's easy to get distracted by all the other things, and it doesn't mean that I and the team is not paying attention to all those other things, but I really, you know, want to focus on our math plan and making sure that we implement all components of the math plan, that we are looking at student attendance individually, and that we are focusing on our student safety through refining our processes around threat assessment.
For you personally, what do you think are your immediate challenges coming up?
You know, finding that careful balance between wanting to be visible and maintaining a healthy work-life balance are very important. I do want to give my team a shout out because they are helping me monitor that. And when they see areas where, no, we can do that for you, they always do, you know, pitch in. And it's not because I don't feel comfortable, it's just because I'm learning everyone. But I definitely want to give them a super special shout out. And it's not just the team here, it's building principals, it's parents, it's teachers, it's actually even students helping me get to know things on a deeper level so that I don't necessarily have to make sure I'm in every place. There are 24 hours in a day, and one does need to sleep, should sleep at least 8 of them. And I would say that that's the thing that I don't want to burn myself out. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And working through those. And then the last thing is, you know, maintaining very positive board relations and keeping the board informed.
Do you have anything else that you want to add?
Every day, our parents send us their most precious asset. And I appreciate the care that I've seen from teachers, from principals, from community members, just being there to greet kids in the mornings. And that I'm going to work hard every day to make sure that children have the opportunities that they deserve.
For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.